Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later in the program, we're going to be speaking to Jeremiah Zagar about his new amazing movie, which is called In a Dream, and we're going to be speaking to Issa Nyapaga, who is from Cameroon. He's a resident at the Santa Fe Art Institute, and he has an amazing story to tell. Right now, I'd like to welcome Jill Heppenheimer. She's here to tell us about a week of small masterpieces in Santa Fe to benefit the New Mexico Women's Foundation. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, for letting us tell Santa Fe about this upcoming event. It begins this coming Thursday. It is an exhibition and sale of postcard-size art donated by about 135 artists from Santa Fe, New York, Japan, New Zealand, and beyond. And they are all 4x6 interpretations of the theme, Wish You Were Here.
Oh, cool.
And it's going to all funds that we raise at the 7 venues which show these postcards will be all go towards the New Mexico Women's Foundation to benefit their Women's Cottage Industries program.
So I love it when there is an exhibition with not only a theme, but a real size limitation, because the amount, the variety of stuff that people do within small limitations is astounding.
We only gave 2 dimensions. We said it had to be 4x6.
Right.
We didn't tell how wide. So we have some pieces that are an inch thick. They're actually a 4x6 canvas. We have a beaded landscape. We have pieces by artists that everyone would know, like Betsy Bauer and Carol Anthony and Victoria Ravino and Gail Ricci and numerous artists from all over Santa Fe that some people know and some don't. We have hand-woven tapestry by Polly Barton, and just amazing array, as well as painted and collaged and written and all kinds of examples of artistic interpretation of Wish You Were Here in simply 4x6 inches.
Now, these are going to be exhibited all over the city.
Right. So we have 7 venues. We wanted it to be pretty much within all walking distance. The opening is Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6 at 7 venues, which includes Santa Fe Weaving Gallery, Collected Works Bookstore, Pranzo Italian Grill, Patina Gallery, Goller Shoes, Joyce Robbins Gallery, and the San Francisco Street Bar and Grill. We wanted a variety of galleries, shops, and a couple of restaurants, just because it would just attract a very different and diverse crowd of people to see all of this creativity. It will also be all posted on the web.
Oh, great.
And beginning Thursday at the New Mexico Women's Foundation website, which is www.nmwf.org.
NMWF, New Mexico Women's Foundation, .org. Now, is there going to be an opening on Thursday?
Yes. So from 4 to 6 at all 7 venues, they're all available to be seen, and all of the galleries and shops and restaurants are going to have some nibbles, probably some better than others. And then from 6:30 until 8, there is a grand opening reception at Joyce Robbins Gallery. There'll be excellent refreshments and a live auction of a select number of pieces that we think are exceptional.
From these 4x6 Wish You Were Here.
Exactly. There are 150 in total pieces that have been donated. Each of them is priced at $75. All proceeds go to benefit. 100% of the proceeds go to benefit.
Except a few special ones that will be auctioned off.
Exactly. And obviously we hope those will go at a higher price.
Now, you are with the very wonderful gallery called the
Santa Fe Weaving Gallery.
Santa Fe Weaving Gallery.
Right.
And you, unfortunately, people listening on the radio can't see the beautiful outfit you're wearing, handmade.
Thank you.
Woven outfit. Did you make a card yourself? I was thinking you might weave something.
Too funny. I didn't weave anything because I don't weave, but I did make a card.
You don't weave?
No, I know. It's embarrassing. We could talk about that another time. But no, I'm just a good business person. But I represent great artists, and about 10 of our artists, including one from Michigan, one from Japan, one from New Zealand, all submitted pieces. So I did a collage piece based on some of the travels I've done to textile destinations around the world.
So all of this is happening at all these different venues, and it's only going to be up for 1 week?
Thank you for saying that. So it opens on next Thursday, this coming Thursday, May 7th, and after the opening, it will be, all the pieces will remain up, except those that sell through Thursday, May 14th. So if anyone wants to take a sneak peek at the website just to get a sense of what we're showing, beginning Thursday morning, they will all be up. And then I encourage people to hustle around to all the venues to see the variety of what's there.
Before they're gone.
Before they're gone, because I have my eyes on several pieces.
Yeah, I bet. Well, it's a wonderful thing. In a way, it's great to have them all priced the same, because that
exactly
creates a kind of an atmosphere in which there's a kind of weird competition, which is good for the Women's Foundation.
Totally. And the other thing is that everyone has just so much space for art in their house. So this you can really celebrate. You can push pin them up on your wall. You can frame them elegantly in a very small picture frame. You can put them in a huge frame. And it's all up to the buyer of these pieces. But each one really is a masterpiece.
So it's a week of small masterpieces in Santa Fe to benefit the New Mexico Women's Foundation. Jill Heppenheimer, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We're going to take a little break right now. Stay tuned to KSFR.